So hi, this is Erica, and I am super excited today. It is a Monday. On Mondays, I like to just chart my week. So I like to set new ideas for what the week might have in store. I like to ask for more. In my meditation yesterday, I got shown ask for more. That was interesting, right? You're always like, huh, what does that mean? So when you're starting out fresh in the morning, when you're starting out on a day, take a moment to look at what you expect might happen. Look at what your body believes is going to happen. So as you frame your expectations for the day, as you set this, your energy actually has momentum that will push things into happening, or like domino things into happening. It's like every day you wake up, but dominoes are already set. But you can actually change the direction of the dominoes when you consciously intend something different. So today I just want to invite you to have conscious choices about new manifestations and new actualizations of things you may have given up on. Because as you do this energy work, more things become possible. And your energy shifts, which means you'll meet new people. When you meet new people, new things are possible. Everything's possible as you connect with different people and connect with different ideas and build different systems. So it kind of sounds almost chaotic the way I'm saying it. And it doesn't have to be chaotic. So it's really just an expansion in connectivity with that highest bit of you, that highest, clearest piece of your energy. As you reach into that clear space of you, what happens is you begin to experience different things. You begin to connect with different people. And I'd like to invite you also to look at where you react to things that it's like garbage. It's like a waste of your energy, right? You have a certain amount of energy, which of course can always expand and be more. And as you use energy to react to something in a way that isn't contributing to you, I just want to challenge you to let go of some of those reactions. I want to challenge you to step out of the drama, because in the highest realms, as you are in like golden realms of possibility, where anything can happen, anything can change, you're operating at a different level. And I want to invite you into that today. Just invite you into shifting and changing your expectations. You even have like I listened to Tony Robbins once, and I don't always listen to him, but it was really interesting. And he was working with an athlete who'd suffered some down times. And he said, you know what? You need to remember what it was like for you when you were winning. Okay, so you need to go back into that almost like a muscle memory of winning, right? And so I invite you to shift into a place of different expectations, different awarenesses when something is going well for you, when something is going good for you, right? That's what I'd like to invite you into, remembering what that was like in your being, and invite more of that, and then invite more of that. And then be in awareness as you notice yourself reacting to something that tailspins, right? You can tailspin. And I've been so guilty of this. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how many days I've lost by tailspinning. Oh my gosh, by letting some previous icky thoughts just dampen my entire being. So let's just today commit to having this openness to new energy, to that fine, beautiful aspects of you, that quickening chi of you, that energy of you, and then allow that to give you guidance, so that as we reach and as we allow that place of ourselves, that highest golden realm of ourselves, as we connect into that, oh, it's such a different energy. And then others who are like that will be drawn to your light. And then they'll be doing interesting things, right? Because they're going to be expanding and achieving and having different things show up easily and experiencing good things. So now you've got other people to hang with that are also in this light. And then this begets more light. Do you see? It all begets more light. And then as you have like success with what you're doing, you can actually share that with success with others. So let's say, like, for instance, on my social media and Facebook, I have 60,000, you know, fans or something. I can share that by seeing someone else that's doing something amazing. I can spotlight them to my people. Do you see? And those kinds of things show up when you're in the zone, when you're in that zone of connectivity to that highest being of you. So that's my challenge to you today, is to just, if you catch yourself reacting to something that's lower resonation, just stop, just change it. And then reach for that different bit, that different light, that you of you, okay? And then also, Mondays are a great day to chart. So if you did want to write down some things like that you'd like to have show up by Friday, just go ahead and write down some things that you might like to have show up by Friday, so that you can chart some new things that you haven't invited in before and see what happens. And just, it's not really a forced demand. It's more of a letting it show up in your mind's eye, seeing it, touching it, and then watching what actions show up as a result of putting your eye on that. So then you might take different actions. You might be nudged to drive a different direction or accept a new gig, take on more money for a project than you expected. Those kinds of things. So as you nudge something, then what will happen is you'll make different choices, will be more outlined for you because you've made a different choice. Do you see? So that's my challenge for you. It's a Monday. Of course, you might be listening to this on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, right? It is podcast land. And I invite you to also send me a message if you have any ideas for shows, if you'd like me to take on a different chakra, if you'd like me to clear something, poverty consciousness, anything you'd like me to address in an upcoming show, send me a quick note, energyclearingforlife@gmail.com. Thank you.